And now to the Supreme Court. Last week might have felt like the grand finale, the big fireworks at the end of the show. But the justices had three more important rulings this morning, a real mix of decisions about big issues, the death penalty, congressional redistricting, and environmental regulation. Last week saw victories for the Obama administration and the left. This week, maybe not so much. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
And let's start with the lethal injection case. This is Glossop v. Gross. Inmates in Oklahoma had claimed that the use of the sedative midazolam amounted to cruel and unusual punishment, violating the Constitution. There had been cases of horrific botched executions using midazolam. So how did the court rule?
The court, in the end, upheld the use of midazolam, Robin. They said, and this was a 5-4 decision written by Justice Samuel Alito, that the plaintiffs, that is, the death row inmates, had not identified an effective alternative in the three-drug cocktail that we talk about when we talk about lethal injection. And that since the prison system has an obligation to execute these prisoners in the absence of any kind of interruption by the courts, that they can't really eliminate this drug unless there's something to substitute for it, and that they felt that there was not sufficient showing by the death row inmates, again, who were the plaintiffs in this case, that this was going to be cruel and unusual punishment as envisioned by the founders when they adopted the Bill of Rights, including the cruel and unusual punishment phrase that you used.
Well, there was a pretty sweeping dissent from Justice Breyer, who was joined by Justice Ginsburg. Talk about that.
Yes, Justice Breyer and Justice Ginsburg, and also I might add the other two liberals on the court, Kagan and Sotomayor, had separate dissents. They felt that this was pretty much impossible to reason to if you start with the idea that you're supposed to be preventing cruel and unusual punishment. They didn't think there was enough focus on what actually happens. And just to step back, the states that are using this lethal injection, and this is the most popular way of doing this in the states that have the death penalty, they had a previous three-drug cocktail that apparently worked better, but one of the pharmaceutical companies involved refused to provide it anymore for the purpose of executions. So that's where we get to midazolam. And they felt that since there are questions raised about whether or not it is effective as a sedative, their possibility exists that it isn't effective in some cases. And the effect of the third drug in this cocktail is described as the sensation of being burned alive. So they felt there was cruelty. They felt there was something unusual in that. And they, let's face it, there's an argument going on here underneath, and that is that the more conservative justices think all of these cases about means are just a backdoor way of abolishing the death penalty, and that's what they're resisting.
Well, didn't Justice Breyer even say, let's just look at the death penalty again? So there's that. But the second case we want to get to was Arizona State Legislature versus Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission. Now, the legislature, the lawmakers, had challenged the use of this independent commission to draw election maps. They said it should just be lawmakers. Justice Ginsburg wrote the majority opinion. She's in favor of these commissions, which are nonpartisan. They usually have representatives of all the parties. But what do you read from this?
Justice Ginsburg wrote the decision, but once again, the pivotal vote, the swing vote, was cast by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who is among the conservatives. He is a Ronald Reagan appointee, but this time he sided with the liberals, as he did last week with respect to gay marriage. And so in this particular instance, the argument is that if the state decides it wants to set up a commission, that's okay as long as it's the state doing it and not somebody else coming in and telling the state what to do. A strict reading, a literal reading of the Constitution, would seem to suggest that only the legislature can represent the state in actually drawing these lines. And there's a political battle here, too, Democratic versus Republican.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally, Michigan versus the Environmental Protection Agency. This is being seen as a blow to the Obama administration. The state of Michigan had argued that the EPA could not interpret the Clean Air Act in a way that ignored how much it would cost power plants to comply. What was the ruling here?
The ruling here is that the state, a utility, or some of the other people who are suing in this particular case have a good point, and that the EPA should not be setting regulations with no respect to cost whatsoever. In fact, it isn't even a question of how strict the regulations are going to be. It's a question of whether or not they should be regulating at all without considering cost. And this is another longstanding argument between industries, between utilities, people who provide coal on the one hand, and on the other side, people who are working worried about the toxic pollutants that come from those coal-fired plants. And here, for a long time, the EPA has said, we've got to regulate these toxic emissions, whatever the cost is. Let's not worry about the cost. Let's worry about getting those toxic pollutants out of the air. Here, the Supreme Court is siding with the industry side, the utility side, and saying cost must be a factor right from the very beginning.
Yeah. The court also announced this morning that it's going to hear a challenge to affirmative action out of the University of Texas, so we'll follow that. But to wrap up, Ron Elving, the sedative midazolam won. It can be used in lethal injections. Independent commissions to draw election maps, that won. And the state of Michigan won in effect. It said the EPA can interpret the Clean Air Act without taking into consideration cost.
That it must take into consideration costs.
Yeah. Ron Elving, NPR's Washington senior editor, thank you for walking us
thank
through
you.
That.